Hello, beautiful beings. Today, we're going to extend and expand our practice. We're going to begin offering metta or loving kindness to ourselves. We've spent a few days now generating metta, generating that foundation of loving kindness through connecting with a loving being and circle of loving beings. And as we move forward, I'm going to refer to what we've cultivated so far as the foundational practice. So each time that you begin to practice metta, especially when you're doing a sitting meditation practice, you'll begin with this. But even on the spot, you may want to begin to just call in that generator of metta, your loving being or circle of loving beings, before you offer metta to yourself or another as you move forward. So we will practice with that today. Another core element of metta or loving kindness meditation is working with phrases. And the phrases are an extension of the feeling, the essence of loving kindness and compassion. They're a way, now that we've generated it, that we've built or filled this well of loving kindness up within ourselves, to then begin to offer it. First, we're offering it to ourselves again, which helps to just deepen and expand our own experience of loving kindness and compassion. And then we'll begin to move out and extend it to others in a few days. So I invite you for today to find a comfortable position. Again, if you're sitting, have your feet on the floor, your spine straight but not tense, your shoulders and stomach relaxed. Your hands can be on your knees or your lap, or you can sit cross-legged on the floor. If comfort is an issue, you can also do this practice lying down. Take a moment to settle yourself, come to your place of practice in a position that's comfortable. Take a few breaths in the heart center, right in the center of your chest, center of love, compassion, gentleness, kindness for yourself and others. And then, in whatever way you have decided or feel called to today, I invite you to begin to generate metta, generate loving kindness by connecting with your circle of loving beings, or if you are feeling more comfortable working with one loving being, that's your choice, and that's part of what this exploration is. So I'm going to invite you to just take a few moments to do so. Remembering, once you've connected with your circle of loving beings or one loving being, to really on each in-breath be taking in that energy of love and compassion, letting it fill you. On each out-breath, letting it surround and envelop you. If you'd like to spend more time generating loving kindness for yourself today, I'll invite you to just pause the audio here and take as long as you feel to build that foundation, to fill your well with loving kindness and compassion, and really connect with that energy, that essence, which is the heart of our practice. And when you're ready, we'll begin to work with the phrases. And so I will, for our practice together, say each phrase aloud and invite you to repeat them one by one after me. You can say it silently to yourself. If you'd like to, you can say it aloud and you can explore, you know, how that feels to work either way today. And we will be practicing again tomorrow in this way. So I'm going to be working with the phrases, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be free of suffering, and may have ease of well-being. I've offered other phrases and you can adapt or create your own as well, but we'll work with those for today. So once again, just maybe take one more breath in from your circle of loving beings or loving being, just feeling totally filled inwardly, every atom and cell with loving kindness and compassion. And as you breathe out, feeling surrounded and enveloped. Sometimes when we get so full in this way, inwardly and outwardly, we don't feel any difference. We just feel ourselves as that essence of loving kindness and compassion. And now, still perhaps feeling your circle or loving beings, but really turning your attention toward yourself for a few moments. And beginning to offer that quality, that essence of loving kindness to yourself. Begin by offering the phrases. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free of suffering. May I have ease of well-being. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free of suffering. May I have ease of well-being. So I invite you to spend a few moments practicing in this way, offering the phrases to yourself and just remembering they represent that energy or quality of loving kindness and compassion. If at any time you find that your mind wanders, become distracted, you just gently and lovingly notice and come back to the next phrase or begin again with the next group of phrases. And if at any point you notice you feel disconnected from that feeling of loving kindness, you can once again connect with your loving being or circle of loving beings. And then return to your phrases. So if you'd like to pause the audio here, you can practice for as long as you like, working with the phrases, coming back to your foundational practice at any time you feel you need to reconnect with it. And if you're feeling complete, I'll invite you to just begin to come into the moment. If your eyes are closed or downward, you can open them, look up, perhaps take some deeper breaths. And I'll invite you to just look around your room, your space, wherever you are outside, and just really feeling yourself looking with eyes of loving kindness and compassion. Seeing with eyes of loving kindness and compassion, also listening with ears of loving kindness and compassion, breathing with the breath of loving kindness and compassion. You can really take all of your senses and imagine just engaging with them through this energy of loving kindness and compassion. So this is our beginning of working with the phrases. Again, a core element of metta or loving kindness practice, and we'll be carrying them from offering to ourselves out to others. There's a number of categories we'll begin to move through as we move into our second week. So I just invite you to, as we have explored perhaps bringing the loving being or circle of loving beings into your day, as well as maybe a sitting practice, that you may, as you go throughout your day, make that connection and then offer yourself some phrases, particularly when you're in a difficult moment. That can be a beautiful time to practice. Or even proactively, you know, when you're going from one thing to another, to really attune yourself to that energy of loving kindness and compassion. So I would like to just close with a quote, which is attributed to Buddha. It says, "You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of our love and affection than yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection." I'm going to read that one more time. "You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of our love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection." So my wish for you today is that you may have a day filled with love and affection for yourself. Tashi Dele, I honor the greatness within you.